Shemot.
Exodus, chapter 18.
And Yithro, the Kohen of Midian, Moshe's father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim had done for Moshe and for Yisrael, his people, that Yahuwah had brought Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Yithro, Moshe's father-in-law, took Zipporah, the wife of Moshe, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of whom the name of one was Gershom, for he said,
I have been a sojourner in a foreign land.
And the name of the other was Eliezer, for he said,
The Elohim of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh.
Yithro, Moshe's father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moshe in the wilderness, where he was encamped at the mountain of Elohim. And he had said to Moshe,
I, your father-in-law, Yithro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her.
And Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other about their welfare, and they went into the tent. And Moshe told his father-in-law all that Yahuwah had done to Pharaoh and to the Mitzrites for Yisrael's sake, all the hardship that had come upon them on the way, and how Yahuwah had delivered them. And Yithro rejoiced for all the good which Yahuwah had done for Yisrael, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Mitzrites. And Yithro said,
Baruch be Yahuwah, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Mitzrites and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Mitzrites. Now I know that Yahuwah is greater than all the mighty ones, for in the matter in which they acted proudly above them.
Then Yithro, the father-in-law of Moshe, brought a burnt offering and other slaughterings unto Elohim. And Aharon came with all the elders of Yisrael to eat bread with the father-in-law of Moshe before Elohim. And it came to be on the next day that Moshe sat to rightly rule the people. And the people stood before Moshe from morning until evening. And when the father-in-law of Moshe saw all that he did for the people, he said,
What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit by yourself and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?
And Moshe said to his father-in-law,
Because the people come to me to seek Elohim. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I rightly rule between one and another, and make known the laws of Elohim and his Torah.
And the father-in-law of Moshe said to him,
What you are doing is not good. Both you and these people with you shall certainly wear yourselves out. For the matter is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it by yourself. Now listen to my voice. Let me counsel you, and Elohim be with you. Stand before Elohim for the people, and you shall bring the matters to Elohim. And you shall warn them of the laws and the Torah, and show them the way in which they should walk and the work which they do. But you yourself, seek out from all the people able men who revere Elohim, men of truth, hating unfair gain, and place them over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and they shall rightly rule the people at all times. And it shall be that they bring every great matter to you, but they themselves rightly rule every small matter. So make it lighter for yourself, for they shall bear with you. If you do this word, and Elohim shall command you, then you shall be able to stand, and all this people also go to their place in peace.
And Moshe listened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he said. And Moshe chose able men out of all Yisrael, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they rightly ruled the people at all times. The hard matters they brought to Moshe, but they rightly ruled every small matter themselves. And Moshe sent off his father-in-law, and he went away to his own land.